Next week, Smithsonian Folkways is releasing a tribute to one of the most influential groups in American folk music, the New Lost City Ramblers. The release is a bittersweet event. It follows the death earlier this month of one of the group's founders, Mike Seeger. Keith Brand talked to Seeger just before he died and has this story on the Ramblers' legacy.
If you listened to the radio in 1958, you very likely heard this song.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
Tom Dooley was a breakout hit for the Kingston Trio, and they quickly became the face of the folk music revival. But at the same time, John Cohen, Tom Paley, and Mike Seeger developed a different sound.
Rock the cradle, Lucy. Rock the cradle along. Rock the cradle, Lucy.
Mike Seeger grew up in one of the first families of folk music. His parents were well-known collectors, and his half-brother Pete Seeger was already famous as a member of the Weavers. But Mike's musical path stood in opposition to the commercial folk music of the era.
I played briefly bluegrass music with friends, but then I realized old-time Southern music really is what I wanted to play because it had so much history. It went back into the old, old, old songs.
In that bright land, there'll be no hunger, no orphan children crying for bread, no weeping widows, toil or struggle, no shrouds, no coffin, and no death.
John Cohen recognized early on that the songs and even the instruments they played were attracting many younger people to old-time music.
When the Ramblers started in the urban movement, there was no fiddle players, no mandolin players, no auto harps. All that was introduced with the New Lost City Ramblers.
One of those young Ramblers fans was a guitar player from Santa Monica named Ry Cooter. He went to see the Ramblers play in Los Angeles and heard something different in their music.
They seem to have brought it forward from a point of antiquity and obscurity to something a little more in the present, and therefore a little more comprehensible, and I was trying to learn to play guitar, and I thought, okay, here's a way these guys did, so let me see if I can draft in behind them a little bit.
When we get our grocery bill, we just feel like making a will. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live?
Ry Cooter began to learn the old songs and country blues the Ramblers found on early commercial records and field recordings. But the New Lost City Ramblers went beyond just imitating those records to find the sources of the music, says Ray Allen, a professor of music at Brooklyn College.
They studied how was the banjo tuned, how was it picked, how was the fiddle tuned, how was it bowed, and they tried to pick up all those subtle nuances of the instrumental tunings, the instrumental styles. So style became the essential hallmark of what the Ramblers did.
Mike Seeger visited with many of the musicians they heard on the early records. He remembers hearing Sarah Carter, of the Carter family, sing a song that later became a staple of the Ramblers' repertoire.
When we visited Sarah Carter, we'd sing a little bit, and she tolerated that. And then she sang Railroading on the Great Divide. And right after that, she said, "Boys, I'd love it if you all would sing that song." And I thought that was wonderful to have a song pitched to you by Sarah Carter.
Railroading on the Great Divide. Nothing around me but Rockies and skies. There you'll find me as the years roll by. Railroading on the Great Divide.
It was their love of playing music together and sharing the music that sustained the New Lost City Ramblers throughout a half century of performing and recording. And as thousands of people across the country gather together to play old-time and bluegrass music at festivals and fiddlers' conventions, perhaps that's where the Ramblers have had their greatest impact, says Tracy Schwarz, who replaced Tom Paley in the group in 1962.
You could say that when you see like a little city full of people playing this music that we were working on digging out and bringing out to the world, really, the objective has been achieved.
I think the most amazing thing about the New Lost City Ramblers is that we've survived for 50 years as a group with only one change, and that we still have fun playing the music. I'm more satisfied for all the people who are playing music. That's the real satisfaction.
Mike Seeger, along with John Cohen and Tracy Schwartz, showed America that its musical roots were a vital and vibrant part of its culture and history. And along the way, they helped change the sound of folk music. For NPR News, I'm Keith Brand.
You can get a listen to the New Lost City Ramblers tribute CD before its official release at NPR.org.
I've always been a rambler, my fortune's been quite hard. I always love the women, drink whiskey and play cards. My parents treated me kindly as they had no board, but